The issue of balancing the chiyuv of Talmud Torah with academic study and work is a broad topic. It has to be considered from the perspective of academic studies being pursued for the sake of parnasa, and it also has to be considered from the perspective of academic studies, the value of academic studies in its own right as a means towards enhancing one's avodas Hashem. Okay, but we'll deal with it to the extent that time allows. Okay. In terms of balancing Talmud Torah and Parnassa, we have explicit sugyas that deal with that. So one sugya that deals with that is the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and that is in the Mar Makomas booklet, it's page 1. So there we find a discussion between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So first, the Gemara mentions as follows. So towards about a third of the way down the Amud. Tana Rabbanan, Vasafta de Ganecha, Ma Talmud Lomar, Vafisha Namar, Lo Yomar Sefer Torah Zemi Picha, Yachol Dvarim Kichsavam, Talmud Lomar, Vasafta de Ganecha, Haneg Bahen Minag Darachareth, Div Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says that we have a Pasuk Vasafta de Ganecha, and that comes to clarify for us the extent of the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of course, there are many psukim in the Torah that speak of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the psukim in Yehoshua define the mitzvah. Lo yomer sefer Torah zemi picha v'giso bo yom v'layla. So one might have thought, Rabbi Shmuel says, that since the pasuk says lo yomer sefer Torah zemi picha, so it implies dvarim kachsavim, that a person has to learn constantly at all times. So Vasafta de Ganecha comes to teach us that, no, first of all, one has the right to engage in Parnasa. One has the right to engage in Parnasa. It's a heter. But beyond that, Rabbi Shmuel is not just saying it's a heter. Rabbi Shmuel is also telling us that this is the ideal approach. One should engage in Parnasa. One should not expect that b'derech nes he'll be misparnas. You have to engage in melacha, hanigben derech haaretz. You have to act in accordance with the way of the world. One can't rely on a nes. One can't just expect that he'll be misparnes al yedei acherim. And this is in line with what the Mishnah says in Masechet Savos: "V'chol Torah she'eini memelacha sofa b'teila v'gerera sava." You can't expect that. The ideal approach is you have to combine Torah with Derech Eretz. Yofa Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz, as the Mishnah says. This is what Rabbi Yishmael says. And Rashi points this out as well and explains that if a person will not engage in Malacha, then he will, eventually he won't be able to learn. So, this is what Rabbi Yishmael says. But then Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he expresses a view that seems to be different. And what he says, we see in the Gemara, and Rishon Lechay Omer, Efshar Adam Chorish Mishas Chrisha V'Zoreya Mishas Zriya V'Kos Mishas Ksira V'Dash Mishas Disha V'Zor Mishas Ruach Torah Matei Alel Al B'Zman Shisrael Sin Sonar Shal Makom V'Lach V'Nasas L'Yachayram Shenemar V'Amdu Zorim V'Aru Tzorchem Al B'Zman She'en Yisrael Sin Sonar Shal Makom V'Lach Nasas L'Yachayram Shenemar V'Sachti V'Ganecha. So Rishon Lechay says no. He says the ideal approach is that one should only learn and not engage in malacha at all. Shouldn't engage in malacha. Because if Klal Yisrael is osin ritzono shal makom, then it's malach the nasas le'acher. Their work will be provided through others. And he mentions a pasuk in Sefer Shayahu, v'amdu zarim v'ra'u tzomchem. Now this pasuk is speaking, and the Pshuta Shemikra is dealing with Yimos HaMashiach. So the pasuk is describing Yimos HaMashiach. That strangers will stand and shepherd your sheep. Okay. But Rav Shimon bar Yochai is deducing from that we can learn from this something that applies even to Zman Hazeh. That if Yisrael is osin with Tzomer Shal Makom, then it's Melach Ta'nasas Le'acher. So there seems to be a machlokas On the surface, there seems to be a machlokas between Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. How one should approach Talmud Torah? Should one engage in melacha, or should one say, no, I'll learn. I'll learn constantly, and also mitzvah shel makom, it's melacha nasei acher. So then, what would the halacha be? Well, we see what the Gemara says, and the Gemara mentions a statement of Abaye, and the Gemara says, Amar Abaye har be'asuk Rabbi Yishmael ve'also be'yavim, Rabbi Shimon Yochai ve'lo also be'yavim. So Abaye seems to be saying, many people have attempted to follow Rabbi Yishmael's procedure, and they were successful. They were successful in their work, they were successful in their learning. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, they weren't successful. So that would seem to imply that one ought to follow what Rabbi Shmuel says. Okay. So does that mean that that's the proper procedure for everyone? That's perhaps how it would seem. But there are many that point out, and the Mishnah Berurah refers to this in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, and in the Bir Halacha. And there he mentions that various Sfarim point out that what Rabbi Shmuel is saying, what Abai is saying, that's for the Rabbim. He says, "Shezel ba kasva sfarim, shezelu nemar lechala olam, she'en kulim yecholam liskos laulos madrega ramazu lios iskam rak b'torah levada." Sorry, this isn't the Maamar Kamos, not my Maamar Kamos. So, this is for the Rabbim, this is one should follow Rabbi Shmuel's procedure. Ava nashim yechidim yuchal yimatzei b'chol eis. And he said, and that is what Abaya means, harbe asu, karab shimon by yochai vil osu v'adn, ratzaloma dafka harbe. That's what Abaya is saying, that if many people will act like Rav Shimon by yochai, they won't be successful. But yechide skula can be successful. Yechide skula can be successful. So it seems that what we're concluding then is that, simply speaking, is that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel is talking about the Rabbim. Rabbi Shmuel is talking about the Rabbim. The Rabbim cannot be successful without engaging in Malacha. But insofar as Yechidei Skula is concerned, then Rabbi Shmuel would agree that the proper approach is one can act like Rabbi Shimon Yochai suggests. Okay? Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kasvu Hasfaro. So he doesn't identify who he's referring to. But one of those that makes this point is Reb Chaim Volozher in his Sefer Nefesh HaChayim. So there he discusses the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He discusses the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And what he says, it's a very elaborate discussion. Lee Nedder will refer to some of his points later, but he says that when Rabbi Shmuel, first he says, when Rabbi Shmuel says that you should engage in melacha, what he means is that you should engage in melacha, but even while you're engaging in melacha, you should be thinking about Torah. Okay, now of course that means if it's possible, not in every melacha can you be thinking and learning while you're doing your melacha. I don't think it would be advisable for someone who's a surgeon to be thinking about a very complicated sugya while he's performing the surgery. Certainly, I don't think the patient would be very happy if that's what he was saying. But his point is that one is not mesiach das from learning. One is not mesiach das from learning because he does melacha to the extent possible. Okay, so that's one point he says. But then he basically says, it's a very interesting point, that he understands the lashon of harbe asu, as the Bir Halacha mentions, that it means if a rabbim does it, then it won't be successful. But a yachid certainly can do it and be successful. He goes even further. He even uses the lashon of tzechova. He says, "Avol yachid la'atzmo." She'efshalo lios ach osu kol yama v'torosav avadosu yizbarach shmo Vaday shechova mutelas alav shelo lifrosh avzban muat mitorah voda leesek parnasah chas v'shalom v'kadash v'shim barichai. So he says a yachid certainly can. Certainly can, he says, even chova mutelas alav. And the way he explains it, it's a fascinating explanation. He says that there's no practical difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Shem Bayachai. On a practical level, they both agree that Yechidei Skula that can, should engage in Talmud Torah the entire day. And those that are not Yechidei Skula shouldn't, because it's not going to work. Because Har B'Oskar Shem Bayachai will also be Yadin. It's not going to work for Rabbi. The entire disagreement between Rabbi Shem Bayachai and Rabbi Shmuel is on an ideal level. What is the Ritzon HaBore? Is the Ritzon HaBore, as Rabbi Shmuel says, the Ritzon HaBore on an ideal level is, as far as the Rabbim is concerned, people should combine Melacha with Talmud Torah. There is a value to Melacha itself. And we find Maimari Chazal that speak of it. There's a value to being self-sufficient and not being supported by others. Godlo hanenem yigiyat kapav, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'tov lach ba'olam haba. So there is value to being self-supportive, self-sufficient. And there is value in doing melacha. And Rabbi Shmuel is saying that from an ideal level, the Ritzon HaBore is that one should engage, he should combine melacha with Torah. Not to misiach das from Torah, but combine Melacha and Torah. As far as the Rabbim is concerned, what Rabbi Shem Berachai is saying is that as far as the Rabbim is concerned, even as far as the Rabbim, ideally, the Ritzon HaBore is that the Rabbim should be Osek only in Torah, and be Misparnes Al Yidei Acher. But on a practical level, at least Bo'olam Hazeh, it's not Shaykh. It's just not going to work. We cannot be zocha to that until Yemos HaMashiach. But in terms of the Ritzon HaBore of how people should occupy themselves, it would be that they should engage only in Torah. But in terms of practically speaking, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says the there is no naftamina as far as Yechidei Skula, so one should engage only in Torah, Yechidei Skula. And as far as the masses are concerned, one has to combine Melacha v'Torah. And as many point out, there is a basis for this in the Rambam, because the Rambam mentions the Chiyuv. If you look on the Ramakamas on page 6, so the Rambam mentions a Chiyuv of being Kovei Ikum Matara and combining it with Melacha. That's what the Rambam says in Tilchas Talmud Torah, Parak Av Lachaches, and he says, "Kol Ishmi Yisrael Chayev Talmud Torah, Bein Ani Bein Asher, Bein Shalem Begufa In Bal Yisurim Bein Bachar Bein Shai Yizak In Gadol Shatashes Kolcha Afil Ani Misparnes Min Atzaka, Mechaz Apsachem Afil Bal Yisha Banim Chayev Kol Esman Le Talmud Torah Beyom V'Layla Shem Kishu Yom V'Layla." And then he goes through and he describes what the Seder Yom would be of someone who's a Baal Umnas, how he should divide his time, and what parts of Torah he should learn. And the Rambam is describing the Chiyuv, and he describes in terms of Kviyas Itam Latara. He's describing it in terms of Kviyas Itam Latara. But then the Rambam on page 7, in Hilchos Shmita Yomo, in Parak Yud Gimel, so Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, he describes the Maila of Shevet Levi, that they don't have a Nachla, and they're involved their entire lives in the Avoda and in teaching Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for them. And then the Rambam says, "Halacha Gimel, lo shevet Levi levado, kish ish mikol boy olam, asher nadva rucha oso, veivino mado, la yibodo lam lefnei Hashem, asher oso ovdo, ladeas Hashem, v'holach yosher, kmo asher oso, v'alukim, v'porak me'al tzavara, ol ha'cheshbonas harabim, asher bikshmi adam, harezin es kadish kodesh kadoshim, v'yia Hashem chelko, nachlos al olam, ol olamim, v'yizak alo, so the Rambam says that someone who separates himself from all of life's necessities and only wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he's not from Shevet Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him. So there's a haftacha. Basically, he's mentioning the logic of Shimon Bar Yochai. So that's different than the way he describes the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So as many point out, you see the Rambam makes this distinction between the Rabbim and the Yochid, from the Yechidei Skula, that are able to elevate themselves completely. But of course, the way the Rambam describes it, it's not someone who wants to learn the entire day and at the same time enjoy the luxuries of life. It's someone who has no interest whatsoever in the hanos of Olam Hazeh. It's a very high madrega that the Rambam is describing. He's not describing something where a person will learn a whole day, but at the same time, he wants to avail himself of all of life's pleasures. So this seems to be what what we can deduce from the way the poskim understand the machlokas between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael in the sugya in Brachas. Then we have another sugya. We have a sugya in Menachas, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, and that is on page 2 of the Maamar Makabos. So the Gemara brings it in discussing the Mishnah in Menachas, connection with Lachem Aponim. So in connection with Lachem Aponim, there the halacha is Lufanai Tamid. So there has to be, if you take the pasuk literally, there has to be a constant, the Lachem Aponim has to be in the Shulchan constantly. So the Chachamim actually say that that's literal, that it has to be constant. Meaning that the one group of Kohanim, when places the new Lechem Aponim every week on the Shulchan before another group of Kohanim removes the old ones. But Rabbi Yossi says that that's not so. Rabbi Yossi says that it's not necessary. It's not necessary to do that. And afilu elu notlin v'elu manichem af hi hoysa tamid. And the way the Gemara explains it, that even if they removed in the morning and they put it in the evening, that's also considered to be tamid. But tamid doesn't mean constantly. Tamid means there's a certain regularity of the lechem aponim being on the shulchan. Okay, so the Gemara says, based upon this, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ami, Midvar of Shor Rav Yossi, Nilmod, Afilo, Shon Adam, Al Perakach at Shachar, Al Perakach at Arvis, Kiyam Mitzvah, Al Yomer Sefer Torah, Zvay Picha. So we can deduce from Rav Yossi that in terms of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, where the Torah says, Al Yomer, the Navi says, Al Yomer Sefer Torah, Zvay Picha, it doesn't mean that you have to learn constantly, it means you have to learn with regularity. And if one learns Perak Echad Bayom and Perak Echad Balayla, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This is what Rabbi Yossi says. This is how the Gemara says based on Rabbi Yossi. Then further, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he... Amar Rabbi Yochai Yochai, Afilo Kara Adam al Kriya Shma Shachris for Arvis, Kiyam Lo Yamish. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai says even further. He says that even if a person didn't learn at all, but he recited Kriya Shma in the morning, and he recited Kriya Shma in the evening, so he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Lo Yamish Sefer Torah Zayin Picha. That's sufficient. Okay. So now, it's interesting that on one hand, we see in Maseches Brachos that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is very much machmir in terms of what the ideal kiyum of Talmud Torah is. Here, he seems to be saying that even if one recites Kriya Shema Shel Shachar and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, he's mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara mentions the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. And Shaul ben Dama ben Achoso Shabbi Shmuel as Rabbi Shmuel kendon ani shalamadati kol tarakula ma'u lilmod chachmas yivanas. Kara olav ha-mikra hazeh lo yomar sefer Torah zami picha v'kisi yom alayla tseyu b'dog shosh she'enu l'men ha-yom v'onu l'layla. Lomod b'chachmas yivaras. So fascinating story. Ben Dama, Rabbi Shmuel's nephew, he asked him this question. He asked him, I already learned Kol HaTorah Kula. Can I learn Chachmas Yevanis? Now, what was Chachmas Yevanis? Chachmas Yevanis, as Rashi explains in a number of places of Shas, and this is based upon how the Sugya discusses it, Chachmas Yevanis was a certain means of communication. It was a certain code that certain people were familiar with where you could communicate in this way. So it wasn't the language of Yevanis, it wasn't Lashon Yevanis, as the Gemara says, it was a code. It was a certain means of communication that only the aristocrats were familiar with. And it could be of benefit to know Chachmas Yevanis. So he said to him, can I take time away from my Liman HaTorah to learn Chachmas Yevanis? So Rishmol said to him, the Torah says, the Pasuk says, Lo Yomer Sefer Torah Zayim Pich Lagiso Yom Halayla. So that means you have to learn at all times. Where are you going to find the moment that is Loman and Yom Halayla? So therefore, you cannot learn Chachmas Yevanis. You can't take the time away from your learning to learn Chachmas Yevanis. So it's very interesting. Whereas in Maseches Brachos, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai seems to express the stricter view with respect to involvement in Talmud Torah. And Yishmael, the more lenient view with respect to involvement in Talmud Torah. Here in Maseches Menachos, it's the other way. Maseches Menachos. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai seems to express a lenient view that even Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Yom HaKayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. And Rabbi Shmuel seems to express a very strict view that you can't take any time away from the day to learn Chachmas Yevanis because of Lo Yomer Sefer Torah Zayim Picha. So insofar as Rabbi Shimon, let's consider first Rabbi Shimon Rechai. Rabbi Shimon Rechai in Bracha says that ideally a person should learn the entire day. Now, we point out already that, it's a question. Does Rabbi Shimon Rechai mean that that's the proper approach for the masses? Does he mean it's the proper approach on the Yechidei Sgula? We mentioned those possibilities. Here, he's saying you mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Even just with Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So, how do we understand that? So, actually, in the Tosis of Yudah Chassid in Maseches Brachos, he discusses, he raises this question, and he says that Rabbi Shimon Rechai didn't say there's a chiyuv. He just said, this is the mitzvah, this is what a person should do. A person should learn the entire day. He didn't say a person should chiyuv too, that a person is not allowed to engage in parnasa. He didn't say that. He said that ideally this is what a person should do. A person should learn the entire day. Therefore, in Maseches Menachos, what he's saying is that if you do recite Kriya Shel Shacharis Arvis, you mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This is what he says in Maseches Menachos. Now, we pointed out that Rav Chaim Volozhiner does say that for Yechidei Sgula, he says it's a chov mutalas halav. It sounds as if there is a chiyuv that is mutal on a yachid, but it's only for a yachid. But is it reasonable that if there's a chova that's mutalas on a yachid, the yachidei skula, to learn the entire day, that for the masses, one can just be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, just at kriyash v'shachar, shishkir v'shal harvest? Is that reasonable? If the yachidei skula, who are able to devote the entire day to Torah, are mechuyev to do so, everybody else can just relieve their obligation just for Kriyash Shachar, Kriyash Arvis. So many Rishonim point out that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's din in Menachos has to be limited to a specific situation. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's din in Menachos, and the Ritva says, is dealing with a situation where a person, it's e'afshalo, a person cannot spend more time than that because of the Tzarafis Parnasa. The smag, there are more mentions of smag. The smag says, Bishos the chukos, Lashon Shachar of the smag is very interesting. Bishos the chukos shah adam bebilbo ve'ein lo pnai. So there are some times in life where a person is in such confusion because of the load of work that he has upon himself that he can't just find, can't find the time or the presence of mind to be able to focus on learning in those special situations. In those special situations, then Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that he can be Yotzer Kirshas Shachris Kirshas Arbis. It's not that that he can do it without any special need, nor, as I heard from my father Zatzal, Rav Shimon bar Yochai doesn't mean that you can be Mekayim this way on a regular basis. It means in special circumstances, under special conditions, then Rav Shimon bar Yochai is saying that you can Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Kriya Shema Shel Shachar and Kriya Shel Sha'aretz. This is what Rav Shimon bar Yochai is saying. So there's no difficulty, there's no stira between Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Brachas, Shimon bar Yochai and Menachas. What he says in Brachas is that on an ideal level, this is what a person should do if he can. And as Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains it, he's referring only to the Yechidus Sgula on a practical level. Only Yechidus Sgula can do that. But for someone who is engaged in Parnassah, then there can be some special circumstances where his engagement in Parnassah doesn't allow him to set aside time on that specific day more than to the extent of Kriya Shema Shachar Shkarmis, and he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Why? Because the Mitzvah of Yomer Sefer Tosim Picha, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, doesn't mean you have to learn constantly, it means you have to learn with regularity. Now, we'll try to be masber this a little bit more. But this is what Rav Shimon bar Yochai says. But now the question is, how about Rabbi Shmuel? That seems to present a problem. Because Rabbi Shmuel Maseches Bracha says, the Hanig ben Minach Derech Eretz, a person should engage in Parnassah. Here he's saying, Ben Doma wanted to learn Chachmas Yuvanis. He wanted to learn Chachmas Yuvanis. So Rabbi Shmuel said to him, you can't, because V'gisva Yom V'layla, find a time that's Loman Yom V'layla. I mean, but he says that you can engage Parnassah. Now maybe you want to say, okay, that's Parnassah. This is Chachmas Yuvanis. But even if we were to accept such a distinction, and it has to be discussed, except we don't have time, with respect to a certain Bi'ur HaGra that mentions this din of Rabbi Shmuel in connection with the Limud of Chachmas in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea. But even if we accept such a distinction, if we look at Tosfos Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis in Menachas, the Tosfos there raises a question. It's on page 3, the Tosfos, Ara Adam Asher Yomlis B'Nochach Yuvanis. But the Gemara there, we don't have time to go into the details, the Gemara there mentions a certain incident where there was a beetle of the Avoda because of someone who knew Chachmas Yuvanis. So the Chazal placed a curse, Ara Adam Asher Yomlis B'Nochach Chachmas Yuvanis. Chazal placed a curse, they answered B'Nochach Chachmas Yuvanis because it resulted in a certain interaction with non-Jews that created a catastrophe, that brought about a catastrophe for Klal Yisrael. So the Chum answered learning Chachmas Yuvanis. It was Aser. So Tosfos says, why is Ben Dama asking Rabbi Shmuel, can I learn Chachmas Yuvanis? It's Aser to learn Chachmas Yuvanis. The Chachamim answered that they put a curse. They said, Ara Shimon Zadim is Chachmas Yuvanis. Why is he asking such a shayla? And why is Rabbi Shmuel answering him because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? He should say, you're not allowed to do it. So the answer is, Tosfos says, because it's a car of the Malchus. Because he was close to the Malchus. And the Gemara says about Beis Avraham Gamliel that those that are carved the Malchus were excluded from this takana, from this Isur. Why? Because it was necessary. It was necessary for the sake of the community that some people should engage in certain types of communication with authorities in order to provide for the needs of the Jewish people. So since he was a carved the Malchus, he was allowed to. So Rabbi Shmuel asked him from doing it because of Talmud Torah. But the Gemara mentions in Beis Rav and Gamliel they studied Chachmas Yuvanis because he was a car of the Malchus. So Tosfos says, maybe this wasn't such a great tzarach. This is what Tosfos says. He says, "Umashal hito Shmuel shem lo yikol kach tzarach tzimur." It wasn't such a tzarach tzimur. So a very interesting thing. This really is a form of parnasa. Because we're not talking now about learning Chachmas Yuvanis just for the sake of Chachma. He was learning a language, a means of communication. We're talking about learning Chachmas Yuvanis. We're talking about learning Chachmas Yuvanis because he wanted to be able to provide for the needs of the Jewish people. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel said to him, the tzorech isn't so great. And since the tzorech isn't so great, even though mitzvah the takhana you're not forbidden, but mitzad bittul talmud Torah, so mitzad bittul talmud Torah, you're not allowed to do it. Now, this is difficult to understand. What is the gather? How do we define this? Rabbi Shmuel said, "Vasafta deganecha hanig v'minig deracharetz," that a person should engage in malacha, a person should engage in parnasa. And here he's saying, even though you're doing this for the tzorach of the tzibur, since the tzorach is not so great, so therefore you shouldn't do it. How do we define this? Is there a certain degree of tzorach of parnasa that is permitted, and a certain degree of tzorach of parnasa that's not permitted? So how do we define this? So to understand this, we have to take notice of a certain Or Sameach. The Or Sameach has a fascinating shita in connection with the Talmud Torah. And as many understand the Shnos Elio of the Gra on Maseches Peah, the Shnos Elio doesn't accept it. But the shita of the Or Sameach is, this is on page 8 of the Maamar Kalmus, he says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is unique. It's a unique mitzvah. Most mitzvahs in general, there is no difference between the greatest person, Moshe Rabbeinu, and anyone else. The way in which you mekayim the mitzvah is the same. Like Netilas Lulav. How are you mekayim this Netilas Lulav? Okay, you shake the lulav, and you yotzi the mitzvah. It doesn't matter who you are. The shear to the mitzvah is the same. We don't say Moshe Rabbeinu would have to shake it more. The shiur was the same. How you kind of achilas matzah, yidikazayas. There's no difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and anyone else. It's the same mitzvah yidikazayas. The Talmud Torah is different. He says the Talmud Torah, the Torah was mechayev each person lefi kocho, and he says it's fascinating the way he expresses it. He says. Im yevakish adam terafa mazon b'chol zayin u'nechshav u'machriya mitzvah talmud Torah v'saftar g'nefekziv v'chein l'moshel adam cholosh ha-mezeg v'chein kol echad l'fi ha-chrechi o sh'l'fi ha-gelo v'chein l'fi tor nafsho shel adam. It says different people are different. Some people are accustomed to certain needs. Other people are not accustomed to those needs. Certain people have certain personalities. They have more patience to be able to sit and delve into the Torah. Other people are not as patient and don't have the same ability to sit and learn in the same way that someone else can. He speaks about l'isha shor kochos nafsho nirprim v'atzelem. So therefore, the Torah doesn't specify exactly what the gather is, and this is what Rav Shimon bar Yochai is saying, that one who was korei kriya shma shel shachris v'arvos is mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If that's what he can do, lefi kocha. Okay. He adds a certain comment, which I feel needs some elaboration. We'll see as we get to it. This is what Or Sameach is saying. How do we understand this? I think the way I would understand it is, as we see in the sugi in Yevamos and in Menachos and the comparison to Lechem Hapanim, we see is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, at least according to Or Sameach's approach, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not that one has to learn constantly, without stop. That's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is that a person has to establish a regularity of Talmud Torah, lefi kocho. There has to be a regularity. What is the regularity? The regularity is v'agiso boyom v'layla. So the basic regularity is by learning in the day and learning in the night. That establishes, on a basic level, a certain regularity. If you miss one day or one night, then you're not being regular in Talmud Torah. But what is considered to be regularity, that depends lefi kocho. If a person is able to do more and he does less, then there is a mafriya. There's something that interferes with the regularity. But if this is all he can do, whether it's because of his involvement in Parnassa or because of his personality or his lack of patience, then it's not considered to be mafriya in establishing the regularity. Now, Chazal speak of making your Torah keva. Okay, the Mishnah in Maseches Avos speaks of Asei Torah Sach Keva. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma says, V'dibarta ba Maseos on Keva v'altasem haroi. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Amud Hei speaks of Doris Rishonim, Asu Torah Sach Keva, U'melachton haroi, Zuv Zunis Kaimi B'yadam. So Chazal speak of making your Torah Keva. What does it mean, keva? It means it has to be something serious. It has to be something that is significant. It has to be something important. It has to be something that is actually the your main occupation. That's what it has to be. Torah has to be a main occupation. It has to be something that guides your entire life. When we speak of keva, keva can be in terms of value, and keva can be in terms of time. Okay, how do you demonstrate that something is your main occupation? Well, something could be your main occupation because you spend a lot of time on it. Okay, so, but something can be a person's main occupation because he that's what he values most. That's the focal point of his life. That's what directs everything that he does. All his activities are directed by his learning. That would be another aspect of keva, of value. Keva in the sense of value. Now let's say a person may sleep 8 hours a day, 9 hours during the night. Maybe he spends more time sleeping than he does on anything else, any individual thing. His schedule may be such that he spends more time sleeping than he spends working, more time sleeping than he spends eating, more time sleeping than he spends with his family. Does that mean that sleeping is his main occupation, that's his keva? It's clearly not. There's more to keva and what forms the main aspect of your living than a time component. Time is important, but it's not the only thing that is important. So according to what the Or HaMeir is saying, this is how I would understand that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn with regularity. And to learn with regularity, lefi kocho, in a way that establishes Talmud Torah as your main occupation. Now, that depends on the person. For one person who's capable of learning more, then if he learns less, then he's really diminishing the keva aspect of Talmud Torah, and it's not a sufficient regularity of learning. For another person who's not able to do so much learning, for whatever reason it may be, then learning less may be a sufficient keva, a sufficient regularity. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah varies from person to person. It's a unique mitzvah. This is what I believe the Or HaMeir. This is how I would understand it. This is how I would understand what the Or HaMeir is saying. There's an interesting Gemara in Maseches Erevin. Daf Samach Hey. So there, it's also not in the Mar Makomas, I apologize for that. So there, the Gemara mentions, I believe, of Achar Bar Yaakov, that he, Yosef Upara. So what did he do? The way Rashi explains it, he would borrow and he would pay back. What does that mean? Not money, learning. If he had a certain Seder Kavua to learn in the day, well, there was a certain amount of subject matter of learning. We'd learn a certain parak, a parak a day, a daf a day, whatever it was, or a certain amount of time. If for some reason he was occupied with some great necessity and he couldn't fulfill his normal learning of the day, he would pay back at night. And he would learn at night, he would make up at night, he would learn extra. He would learn extra. So what would it mean? It mean that if normally he would sleep a certain amount of time, he would shorten his sleeping time and catch up on his learning. And this is brought down actually in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. And this halacha is mentioned, that in Siman Reish Lamed Ches, that if a person missed some of his learning during the day, he's obligated to make up at night. This is a halacha. This is a din. It's based upon Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. Other Rishonim learn the Gemara differently. Yosef Upara, it becomes like a chov. Now why? And the post can point out, the Mishnah Berurah mentions from the Prima Gadim, that you can only do it at night. If you wait till the next day, it's already too late. There's no teshlumen the next day for what you missed the previous day. What you missed the day, you can remashim at night. Now, why is this so? Because we consider each day by itself. Now, if you're considering each day by itself, first of all, what is this inyan of teshlumen? What's the logic behind it? And why do we consider each day by itself? Why do we consider the night following the day and call it Torah Kula? It's not that way. And call it Torah Kula, it's Vayera Vayiboker. The day follows the night and forms one unit of day. Why all of a sudden connection with Talmud Torah? It's not that way. So I think the answer is, what we see is Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is to learn with regularity. According to Arsameach, the regularity depends upon a person's individual circumstances. It's a very individualized mitzvah. It depends on his circumstances, what he needs, what he's used to, what his kochas ha-nefesh are. But the mitzvah is to learn with regularity. What establishes regularity? That's what establishes regularity. Because learning every day and every night, that forms regularity. And the unit of your regularity is day followed by night. This has nothing to do, it's not a question of, the day of regularity is not the Kol HaTorah Kula day of Vayera Vayivoker. The day of Kol HaTorah Kula, Vayivoker, that the halacha decrees, that's the one day, and that's the next day begins with night. But when we're dealing with Talmud Torah, what establishes regularity is a certain mitzias of yom that has to do with the way we live. The way we live, we sleep, and then you have day and night. The night goes, follows the day, and they form one unit in terms of regularity. The day of regularity is not the day of Vayera Vayivoker. So, since the mitzvah basically is to learn with regularity, how do you learn regularity? Every day, you learn in the day and you learn at night. That's what establishes the regularity. But what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is telling us is that once you've been accustomed to commit yourself to a certain degree of learning, then if you break that, that's considered to be a break in the regularity. You can't say, well, I'll be regular, but today I'll learn less. No. If you're accustomed to learning a certain amount, you can't, then it's, you're deficient in your regularity if you change that. Now, of course, sometimes you can't control it. Sometimes there are circumstances that don't allow you to learn. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is in, the way the Smag explains it. When there are shows the chukos, so then you can minimize what you're learning. You can't help it. That's not considered to be breaking your regularity. But if you can be mashlamit at night, the regularity, the chiyav to learn regularity, obligates you to do such. And there can be tashlumim. Because since it's the day, the unit of Yom and Laila, as the Pasuk says, Vagiso bo Yom v'Laila, that forms the unit of regularity, you can still be mashlim what you lost. Now, if you can't because you're a tarud both in the day and the night, okay, so then that's what the Smag is saying in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's din. But suppose you were tarud in the day, but you're not tarud at night. Then there becomes an extra obligation to be mashlim what you missed in the day at night. And this is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's based on Gemara, but this is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So what we see here is that this is very much in line, doesn't prove the point, but it's in line with the Ars Hameach's din, that his idea that regularity varies from person to person, and if a person is in the habit and he has committed himself by doing it regularly to learn a certain amount, that imposes a certain chiyuv in itself, that anything less than that is a lack of regularity. And that's basically what the din of lo yomer seif ataras hamipicha. It's a din of learning of regularity, v'giso v'yom v'layla, and it varies from situation to situation and from person to person. Now, to return to Rabbi Shmuel. And I'm adding this hesher myself, but the basic teretz and answering Rabbi Shmuel that I heard from my father's atzah. That the Rabbi Shmuel told Ben Doma, his nephew, now, Ben Doma was clearly a person who was in high madrega in Limud HaTorah. Just the way he phrased this question, he said, Shlomadi kol Torah kula, can I learn Chachmas Sivanis? So he told him, no, find the time that is not Yom and not Laila. Find the time that is not Yom and not Laila. So clearly he was a person that, as the Rambam refers to, was zocha to keser Torah. He was, we don't have time to go into it in detail, who was muchtar in keser Torah, who achieved a high level. The Rambam Paragim of Hilchos Talmud Torah speaks of someone who wants to be zocha to keser Torah. He should spend every possible moment in Limud HaTorah and minimize in all other things. So someone who was muchtar b'keser Torah, who achieved a certain level of learning or reality, that sets a very high standard for him in terms of what lo yomer sefer Torah zemipicha and lo vagif yom laila actually means. So yes, there is a heter for parnasa, and parnasa too can vary from person to person, to the extent, as the Aruch Hameiach says, to the extent that a person feels he needs, to the extent that it's reasonable for his circumstances. But if a person has accustomed himself to managing in a certain way with minimal parnasa, all of a sudden he'll decide, well, from now on, I'm going to lead a different kind of life. I'm going to spend more time in parnasa. That would be a mafriya in his regularity of Talmud Torah. That would be a mafriya in his regularity of Talmud Torah. So he was, this is what Rabbi Shmuel said to him. What have you been accustomed to your whole life? You're muchtar b'keser Torah. You've been learning Torah. You didn't engage in tzorchim that weren't absolutely necessary. Now you want to learn chachmas yivonos. Yes, your motivation is good because you're karv l'malchus and there's a certain tzorach you can help the tzibur. But as Tosa says, it's not such a tzorach gadol. For you on your madrega, what you've been accustomed to in learning, you have no right to do it. So here again, we see it, that what we see within this Aruch Hameiach, both in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is very much individualized and depends on a person's circumstances and a person's situation. We don't have much time. Let's just consider first the shita of the Shos Eliyahu as described as discussed by the Berakha Shmuel and Seches Kedushin and by the Mishnah Berura. The Shos Eliyahu, he's discussing the Mishnah in Maseches Brachas, Maseches Peah. The Mishnah says that Eilu Dvarim She'en L'Shir, one of them is Talmud Torah. Okay, so he says there's no shir lamata nor lamala. There's no shir, no minimum shir, no maximum shir. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says you can kaim mitzvah Talmud Torah, kriyashar shachas arvus. He says the truth is you can kaim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even with one word. People say kriyashma anyway, so that's why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai mentions kriyashma. But the truth is you can kaim it even with one word. If it's not possible for you to do more. But if it's possible to do more, then it's endless shir. Then you have to learn the entire time, unless you're occupied in doing a mitzvah, or in parnasa, which is also a mitzvah. So the way the Shos Eliyahu is understood, it's different than the Aruch Hameiach. The way it's understood by the Mishnah Berurah and the Berakha Shmuel is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah actually implies that a person has to learn constantly, unless he is engaged in a mitzvah or in parnasa, which is also a mitzvah. Aside from that, he has to learn constantly. So, but I would think that even according to the Shos Eliyahu, if we accept this understanding of Shos Eliyahu, and I think it's clear in the way we would have to read the Rambam according to this approach, I think it's pretty clear in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that even this is individualized. Because when you talk about parnasa, what do we say? A person is allowed to eat. A person has to eat. So a person has to learn wherever he has manpani, wherever he has available time. What does it mean, available time? A person has to eat. Okay, so a person has to sleep. A person has to earn a parnasa. How much time does a person have to spend on parnasa? How much time does a person have to spend on sleeping? How much time does a person have to spend on eating? All this depends on the individual. It depends, yes, on his needs, but it also depends on his madrega. What level he has brought himself to. If a person has brought himself to a certain level where he subsists on less, then that defines what his chiyuv is. Because again, even within the sheet of the Shnos Eliyahu, I would say that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah to learn constantly. The mitzvah is a mitzvah to learn with regularity. A regularity that establishes Talmud Torah as keva, as the focus of your life. That's what kind of regularity you acquire. Now, what does that mean? But the definition is different than the Aras HaMeach. According to Aras HaMeach, the definition is lefi kocho of the person. According to the Shnos Eliyahu, the definition is by learning wherever you have zman pani. But what defines what zman pani is, that is individualized. And that can depend upon what a person is accustomed to. And that defines what regularity is. Actually, it's interesting in the Mishnah Berurah where he mentions that one has to learn as long as he's not engaged in what is necessary for parnasa. In the Shaar HaTzion, he says, lefi erko. The parnasa itself is lefi erko. Is lefi as madrega. That a person's needs depends not only on his needs, but also on what his madrega is. What his level of spirituality of kedusha is. And what he has accustomed himself to in terms of the madrega he has achieved. So, that would also explain Rabbi Shmuel's response to Ben Dama as well. Because Ben Dama asked him, can I learn Chachmi Avanis? And the response was no, because you mechiv in Talmud Torah. But it's a tzarach. How is the tzarach different from Talmud Torah? He was telling him, lefi erkacha, according to your madrega, what you have been accustomed to, this tzorach is not the kind of a tzorach that is worthwhile and that is reasonable for you to disrupt your learning. Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has no maximum share. It's as much as a person can, as long as the zman is pani, as long as the time is available. And yes, there is a heter of parnasa, but that too varies on the person and the individual. There's a lot more to discuss, but let's just summarize what we've said. Well, there's one more crucial point I want to mention first, and that's the Tosfos in Yuma. Tosfos Yishonim Yuma, Daf Peihei Amud Beis. And it's the same discussion you find in the Tosfos Rosh and Brachos Lamed Hei Amud Beis and Tosfos Yehuda Chasse Lamed Beis. They mention Rabbi Natam as saying something very strange on the surface. So Rabbi Natam has a certain klal, he has a diuk from the Sugya in Yavamas, that whenever the Loshen Im is used, so the second expression is the Ikar, and the first is Tafel. So therefore, Rabbi Natam says, Yafel Talmud Torah and Deracharetz. Deracharetz is the Ikar, and Torah is the Tafel. Those are the words Rabbi Natam said. Yafel Talmud Torah and Deracharetz, and Mishum Sechasavis. He deduces that from a Sugya in Yavamas, what the implication of im is, and therefore he says the Loshen Yafa Talmud Torah and Deracharetz means that Talmud Torah is the Tafel and Deracharetz is the Iker. And Tosfos mentions in the name of one of the other Baal Tosfos, Rabbi Elchanan, that Rabbi Elchanan says, how can this be? When the Gemara speaks so often of Torah being Kefa and Melacha being Arai. I mean, it's inconceivable that Rabbi Tam would actually be suggesting that Torah is Tafel and Deracharetz is Ikar. But he's just asking that. You have so many Gemaras to say to the contrary. And so therefore, Tosfos explains the Gemara and Yavamas in different ways so that Rabbi Tam's rule in terms of what the Lashon Im implies is not correct. But it is, what is Rabbi Tam saying? So I think that clearly what Rabbi Tam is saying, of course, he doesn't mean that in terms of value, Talmud Torah is is tafel and darach haaretz is ikar. That's an impossibility. What he's saying is that one has the right and even the responsibility, if it's necessary, to spend more time on parnasa than on Torah. Because in terms of defining a regularity of Talmud Torah, it doesn't have to occupy more time than is engaged in parnasa. That's what Rabbi Natan is saying. And that's what Rabbi Natan is saying. Rabbi Chanan is disagreeing. He's saying no, that if there's a halacha of regularity, and the regularity is you have to learn Torah with regularity to the extent that you establish the Torah as being your main occupation, you can't do that. It's al pidin, you're not accomplishing that if you spend more time in Parnasa on Darach Eretz than on Torah. So what Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Yochanan are disagreeing about is whether the ikar of Talmud Torah, the kev of Talmud Torah, requires that time component of spending more time on Torah than on Derech Eretz. And Rabbi Tam is saying that's what Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz means, that even if from a time perspective it's tafel, you have the right to do it, and even the responsibility to do it if it's necessary. And Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing. He's saying, no, then you're being levatel the din of Talmud Torah, the levatel din of Talmud Torah. You don't have the full kiyum of Talmud Torah until you're mekuyim. Okay. So, where does that leave us in terms of a balance between Talmud Torah and Parnasa, academic studies in the pursuit of Parnasa? I think what we have discovered is that Talmud Torah is an individualized mitzvah. Now, in terms of the guidelines of that mitzvah, there are different shitas. Okay? So there may be a special halacha l'gabi yechidei skula. Okay? But yechidei skula, that's people that have abandoned the cheshbonas harabim. It's they have no interest in the things that in the olam hazeh that people are interested in, that people in general are interested in. So if someone on that madrega, there is a special haftacha, the special haftacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide him. Mlachto nasas le'echer. And perhaps according to Chaim V'lazer, it's even a chiyuv. It's a chovah mutalasov, according to Chaim V'lazer. That's one aspect of Talmud Torah as it relates to the individual. But then it relates to the individual in a broader way in terms of how much time should a person devote to Talmud Torah and how much time should a person devote to Parnasa. Okay? So of course, according to our Sameach, it's certainly individualized. But even according to Mishnah Masilio, in terms of how much time, how much Parnasa does a person need, of course there is a certain point beyond which it's obvious he doesn't need it. But there is certainly a lot of gray area, and that is an individualized question. That's an individualized question. And then the question also is, does it mean that a person can spend most of his day working in order to obtain a parnasa or not? That just seems to be a machlokas between Rabbi Tam and Chanan. Well, clearly, here, people certainly rely on Rabbi Natan. I remember, I believe, reading an article of Aaron Lichtenstein where he discusses this machlok from Rabbi Chanan, and he says, he concludes, one should aspire to fulfill the view of Rabbi Chanan. So even if a person is in a situation where he is relying on Rabbi Natan, but that doesn't mean that that should be the goal to be satisfied with that. If the circumstances require it, they require it. But the goal should be to certainly devote more time in learning than to parnasa. So, as far as finding a balance, I think that the conclusion is it depends on the individual. a person has to contemplate and have some foresight to think about how he wants to live his life, how he wants to contribute to Jewish society, what his role is going to be within Jewish society, how he wants to achieve as an individual, and seek the guidance of those that have experience in these matters, and thereby decide what would be the right approach for him as an individual.